First speaker, welcome Trevor from RSM.
All right, Trevor Alcoholic. This is intimidating. I know everybody. So. Thank you, Sia, for coming out. I messed up her time coming here, and I told her that I owed her, and I guess this kind of worked out. So, man, Chad, you look good taking 90 days. I can't imagine what a year is gonna look like. That's awesome, man. I love this meeting. I've been at this meeting since the first. I don't even know. It must have been the first like year that I was sober. A sobriety date of August 7th, 2019. And, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff through that. And I'll go through my story real quick and get to being sober just so we can kind of, you know, get the actual solution here. You know, I grew up very depressed. I took anxiety, antidepressant medication, and I still do. And I found athletics were how I kind of coped with that. You know, I got the stuff that I needed. I got the approval that I needed from people. And when all of that came to an end because of just, you know, physical not being able to do that, getting old, you know, I started drinking. And it wasn't really something that I planned on doing. I was so against drugs and alcohol for so long. I was a very healthy person. And I quickly realized that drinking made me not depressed, not anxious. I could talk to people. I could get out of my comfort zone and do things that I normally wouldn't do. And, you know, the drugs even made that even more. And I continued to do that until, you know, I was going out doing all of these things, and then it just became me and my one other roommate. And I lived in a house with eight guys. And so we just kind of like partied, and then it became a party that was just like the house and then just the two of us. And, you know, slowly I got really depressed, and I went back. I was lower than I had ever been, even when I was younger and I wasn't taking medication. And, you know, I didn't know what to do. And I reached out for help. I didn't know there was a thing called AA or anything like that. And I ended up going to rehab because my parents pretty much pushed me to. I didn't want to go, but, you know, I do have respect for my parents, and when they tell me to do something, I don't want to do it. So I don't want to do it, but I fought her. But when I saw, you know, I saw my mom crying, you know, and like, that was hard. And I was like, all right, just 30 days, let's just do this thing, get it done with. And I went, and, you know, it actually wasn't so bad. I actually, you know, I still had a job barely. I was going to work on like no sleep, you know, but I was good enough at my job that I could keep doing it. And I know that, like, you know, a lot of people get down to being homeless. That wasn't the case for me. I probably would have been there had I not gotten sober, but I was, you know, blessed enough to be able to get out of that situation when I did. And I went to rehab. You know, they had all this healthy food and stuff. And I actually like really enjoyed that, because when I was younger, that's how I ate, and it became healthy to like Top Ramen and like alcohol, you know. And that was like my you know, that was my diet for a long time. And I lost all the weight that I had put on from all my training and stuff. And so I was actually happy. It was nice to get into the gym, you know. We played a lot of cornhole and stuff, smoked a lot of cigarettes, you know. It was interesting. But I found AA, and at the time my goal was to just stop the drugs, you know. That was, I was like, why would I stop alcohol? Outpost all around me, I can't like stop doing that. And somebody in AA told me, you know, well, do you think you would be doing those drugs if you didn't drink, you know? And that was, you know, something I really thought about. And I was like, you know, I'm always drunk before I want to go get the drugs, you know? And so drinking was the, you know, the problem at the lowest point, you know? It always started with drinking, and my night always ended with drinking. And so I took a step, you know, and I was like, all right, let's do this. And I got out of rehab, moved into a different house, started going to AA meetings, and, you know, I got on that pink cloud. And it was awesome. I really enjoyed AA because, for me, I'm a really anxious person. I don't like standing up in front of people, even though now I kind of do it a lot because Tim tells me to. It's kind of working out, you know, like this used to really, really freak me out to do something like this. And I'm actually like pretty calm up here, which is absolutely amazing. So if somebody like, you know, that's really nervous out there, maybe a newcomer or somebody that even has time, you know, like it is possible for you to, you know, you might be thinking, I'll never be a speaker. I never thought I'd be a speaker. You know, I was just like, I'm just going to do the AA thing, do the minimum I have to do. You know, I watch these speakers. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. But like, that's not going to be me. And then like now, you know, this is what I'm doing. And it's because of this program. It's because I've just taken action, been told to do stuff. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. You know, like I try not to say no to too many things, you know, and it's either yes or okay. Something like that. So, like even tonight, I didn't know I was going to be speaking tonight, you know, and then I talked to Greg and Greg was like, why don't you do it? I'm like, all right, cool, let's do it. Yeah, and, so, you know, I got in that pink cloud, I'm kind of going back now. And then, you know, COVID happened and that thing, if anybody had to go through that, it was a really interesting time in AA, you know, like everything went to Zoom. I wasn't big on Zoom. I didn't even like know how to use my phone. You know, I'm not really like that kind of person. So, like, I just stopped going to meetings and it was a rough time. It was really, you know, like I pretty much just focused on what I thought was myself by just, you know, going to the gym and like, you know, doing working and doing all these things. And I was like, my life is good. I don't have to like take the time to go to AA meetings. I have all this time to do other things. And then all of a sudden, you know, like things started getting real bad. And then I had a roommate that moved in for a week and he died of an overdose and I found him in his bed like that. And like, that was like, okay, this is serious, you know? And that night, you know, when the police came to my house, they were like, you should probably go to an AA meeting, which I hadn't been in like 9 months. So it's like, all right, let's, and I called up some people that I knew and they took me to a meeting. And that's where I met Kelly and Kelly became my sponsor. I actually have like two sponsors in here, which is pretty cool, you know? And you know, I've kind of, there's been a lot of ups and downs. You know, there's sobriety. What you're going to learn when you get sober is you're going to get on that pink cloud and things are going to go up and then something's going to happen. And you're going to be like, whoa, what happened? How come this happened? You know? And when those things happen, you just got to jump into the program and you got to get into a habit. Right now, I go to about 4 or 5 meetings a week. And I don't even think about going to these meetings anymore. Like, I just kind of, like, I come here at 6 o'clock. I have the key. I've been doing that for, like, 2 years or something. And I don't even think about it. It's just my Sunday. Like, I have to do that. My, you know, I'll be, like, at my parents' house or something. And it's like, I have to go now. Like, you know this, you know. And, like, it's not even a question, you know. And then my Saturday night meeting, my Tuesday night meeting, all of them now are just, like, programmed into me where I don't even think about it. I don't even realize I'm going to meetings. And I just end up there. And that's what will happen if you start. It's like any habit, you know. It's like going to the gym. You know, it's really hard to start going, but once you go and you start going, it actually, like, you realize when you don't go, it's like something's wrong. You know, like it doesn't feel right, and that's really what it's about. And then just taking commitments, and you know, I always forget to mention this, but the God thing. You know, a lot of people have a problem with God, and I did too. I hated God. I had a huge resentment towards God, and I always, like, I would cuss at God and stuff. I would punch walls and stuff and, like, be like, I wish you were here, you know? Like, it was rough, you know? Like, I did not like my life, and I blamed it on God. And now, through a lot of work and just, it's very slow. It's not like overnight, boom, I love God, you know? Like, it's yeah. Like it's been tough, but I've been able to do that. And now I go to church with my mom every Sunday and Monday night. And like, you know, I'm not necessarily buying into like fully like the Christian thing because that's where I had the like issue with, you know, but I'm very open to it. And I'm doing a lot of my own, you know, reading and trying to understand so that I can have a better relationship with my God. And, you know, and that's like so important for me, you know, just being able to get up in the morning and pray and not be angry is like a huge, huge step for me, you know, and I can see how God has worked in my life now. I mean, I wouldn't be sober without God. God is the reason I text my ex-girlfriend at the time and she reached out to my mom and told her that I was doing drugs and like went to my house, you know, and I can see that now. At the time I was like, why would you do that? Why would you tell my mom, you know? But like, you know, But like now I see it and it's like a huge blessing because I would not be here, you know. I truly believe that AA has like given me a life that even if I wasn't an alcoholic, even if I never drank, if I never did a drug, I was miserable. I was miserable when I like for the first 20 years of my life, I didn't drink, you know, and I did not like my life, you know. I had very small little blips that were like cool, but that was about it. And AA has given me an ability to like not only be helpful in AA, but also just in the world. I mean, I work now where I probably shouldn't say what I do further than that here. But like I have to talk to clients and I can talk to clients, and that's only because of AA. Because like, you know, I work on animals, that's all I'm gonna say. And I have to talk to clients, and that is only because I got out of my comfort zone in AA. And like, you know, I wouldn't be able to do that. I would be so sheltered in my house even if I wasn't drinking. And so hopefully you guys got something out of it. Oh, congratulations to Andrew, Jacob, and Nick. That's awesome. Yeah. Congrats to the newcomers. Thank you.